welcome, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for once again joining us here at Connecting the Dots. Your host, Frosty Wooldridge, right out of Denver, Colorado, and tonight we have an outstanding guest that will give you a little bit of appreciation on the drug war and what's going on. And as you all know, and I really want to follow up, if you listened to the last radio show with that last caller saying that John McCain has not changed his stance. And I want to follow up on that because it's a fact that John McCain was an open borders advocate, has been since 1986, was part of the amnesty in 1986 that gave us 4 million illegal aliens automatic citizenship, and for 20 more years did absolutely nothing as a U.S. senator to guard the borders or provoke thought or provoke any discussion. And now he got beat in June of this past year of 2007 on the immigration reform bill that he ponied up with Teddy Kennedy, and then he got defeated and trounced by, of course, all of us who stood our ground and stopped that thing. And yet John McCain, now head of the Republican Party, is lockstep with Hillary Clinton when it comes to amnesty, lockstep with, of course, Barack Obama. And it looks like, ladies and gentlemen, that we're going to see the Republican side, if it stays with McCain, will be pro-amnesty and open the borders for another 2 million legal immigrants each year, as well as the 25 to 30-plus million that are here get instant citizenship and all of their children. And we are going to become a welfare state, and we will collapse the middle class even faster. And how do I know this stuff? Well, anybody does know who is the new director of the McCain candidacy? A guy named Juan Hernandez. The guy has dual citizenship, and he works for La Raza, and he's on the collection committee with John McCain. If you don't think we're in trouble, you got another thing coming, because it's astounding. And again, John McCain, Council on Foreign Relations, pushing NAFTA, pushing CAFTA. I mean, this guy might as well be a side pocket sidekick of Hillary and Bill Clinton. And if we get him, we're going to get the same thing we get out of Bill Clinton and or Hillary, and certainly the same thing we're going to get out of Barack Obama. I have never seen an election since I first understood them when Dwight D. Eisenhower got elected have something so ominous happen to this country that everybody that's going to get elected is going to work against the United States of America and work toward a North American union and the dissolution of our borders, the dissolution of our Constitution, and the dissolving of our way of life. I am almost beside myself seeing this country in the last 45, 50 years that I have been awake and aware, seeing what's happening to it. And boy, once it happens, once those borders are gone, if you think the 12 to 15 million Mexicans that are here now are a mess, wait till you see the next 20 to 30 pour into this country, because, man, oh, man, they are just waiting to come for a better life. They're just waiting to come here for those $3 and $4 and $5 an hour jobs, because they only make $3.85 a day down there in Mexico. And the high class just crushes the low class. And the average Mexican has an eighth grade education. And they're going to bring all that plus their babies into our country. Ladies and gentlemen, we are, as a nation and as a civilization, in deep, deep, deep trouble. We'll be right back with our guests after these commercial comments. Thanks for joining us here at Connecting the Dots.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say, go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants in Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you once again for enjoying Connecting the Dots. And each week, hopefully, you get a whole new perspective on what the heck's going on out there and what's going down and why it's going down and who's doing it and why they're doing it. And I think at republicbroadcasting.com, for those of you who are first time here on the station or listening to us, again, I give the websites out there, thesocialcontract.com. Ladies and gentlemen, that particular website is filled with the most extraordinary information that you can use, and I really highly recommend going to the Social Contract Quarterly. I just got my fall quarterly of 2007, and it is an eye-opener, and it just talks about an unsustainable civilization, the United States of America. And every article in there, I was reading it last night, and I'm just, oh my gosh. But it also has the ability to change once you understand it. So if you've got $25, if you want to get smart, if you want to really be up to what we're talking about and what's going on in the real world here, not what George Bush is telling you, certainly not what Condoleezza Rice is telling you, and not what John, you know, McCain is telling you, or any of them, certainly Hillary Clinton, get the Social Contract Quarterly. It's $25. It's the best $25 you'll ever spend. And just go to thesocialcontract.com. Get the fall quarterly, and then get, you know, each quarterly after that, and you will be astounded and amazed, and also you'll be inspired. And make sure you join numbersusa.com. This, when I was out of town this morning, I gave, five of my little Numbers USA business cards out, and people say, oh, my gosh, I can do something about the immigration population crisis. Yes, you can, sir. Yes, you can, ma'am. And I get in conversations with people, and that's the key. We're going to create critical point, a critical mass, and then, of course, tipping point, and that's how we change the history of the United States from what's coming to what we want it to be for our children and for this civilization. And tonight we have Michael Vandenberg. He's out of Georgia, I think, and in fact it's Savannah, Georgia. He's not far away from the high school where I graduated, Albany, Georgia. Of course, I was a graduate there out of Doherty High School in Albany, Georgia in 1965. That shows my age. Yes, just last week I had my 61st birthday. Oh, my gosh, how'd that happen so fast? But I'm going to really try to hopefully bring with tonight's interview information that you can use in websites. And, Michael, thank you, and welcome to the show, sir.
Well, thank you, Mr. Woodridge. It's an honor to be on your show. I want everybody to know that this is my personal opinion, and I'm not giving out any legal advice, so the government can't be coming after me.
Well, yeah, of course. You have to make all these provisos these days, or anything can happen, and of course they can haul you off. But if you could, Michael, give the audience out there across America an idea of what your thrust is, what your mission is, what you're doing.
I guess I've been studying income tax for probably maybe 7-8 years now, and I came across this subject along the way that it mentioned like 1939 statutes at large, that there's rights and liabilities that you can claim. And I started really researching that, just went through the entire statutes at large, section by section, all the way through from the beginning to the end. And it's just like it's like a gold mine. And the first book I've written is Why Marijuana is Legal in America on this subject, and I've got two more already written. The next one is Social Security, the New American Slave, on this subject, same subject.
Yeah.
And the other one is Income Tax, Know Your Rights and Liabilities. That's what's down the road. And I guess kind of give you a little history. Go back to the very beginning. Is if you look at the very beginning that the government kind of started with the Machine Gun Act trying to enforce a transaction tax. And they were looking for a case to take to the Supreme Court to verify or back what they was trying to do to guarantee that, I guess, all their cases would not be, all the laws wouldn't be thrown out. What they did in 1937, so Zinchi versus USA, they took it all the way to the Supreme Court, and they basically said inquiry into the hidden motives which may move Congress to exercise a power constitutionally conferred upon it is beyond the competency of courts. They will not undertake by a collateral inquiry as to the measure of a regulatory effect of a tax to ascribe to Congress an attempt under the guise of taxation to exercise any another power denied by the federal Constitution. So it wasn't going to determine what Congress' power was. It's going to let them go and do whatever they want to. And with that machine gun, they had a $200 tax, transaction tax. And in reality, the government was never going to issue a tax stamp. But they wouldn't let you basically buy the machine gun, even though it on the book says you have that right to purchase a machine gun for $200 if you pay the tax. And then the next step, if you go beyond that, once they got that ruling, they passed the Marijuana Tax Act in 1937.
Okay.
And this basically used the same philosophy of a transaction tax. And you could, if you were a dealer, you had to pay a dollar tax. And then if you were an illegal user, you had to pay $100 an ounce for marijuana. And then once that was on the books, then I guess it's 1969 in the case Leary versus United States. That's where he challenged it, that the transaction tax, that you basically had to become a criminal. You had to buy the marijuana first, and then you had to go out and get your tax stamp. But now you're going to get prosecuted because you're broken the law.
Okay.
My question, comes in,
yeah, well, I've got a question here. Why, what happened and why did marijuana become the focal point that we've got to stop? And I remember all the old TV ads, marijuana madness, reefer madness, and so forth. Americans know that marijuana has been used as a medicinal drug, has been used as a get-out-of-your-mind, I mean, chief crazy horse. That's why they called him chief crazy horse, because he was stoned all the time. But this particular little plant, marijuana, has been used, again, medicinally in the peace pipes, and everybody. That's why everybody was peaceful, because when you're on marijuana, you're not particularly aggressive. Why did the American government, why did the federal government go after it with such a vengeance? Because if I remember correctly, even heroin was legal in the United States and used over the counter in drugstores way back around the turn of the 1900s.
Well, it's basically all fraud if you really study it. I mean, it mainly Dow Chemical or William Hurst. I mean, it's basically for the paper industry and their new chemicals or wood pulp processing is what I conclude. And they use all those, I guess, Negroes to blame it on, basically. And I guess back then, if you study a little bit, you also had the Chinese bringing opium in here and all this.
It was a part of the norm. It was just a part of the norm back then.
Yes, I mean, all the even the narcotics, I mean, all the products had it in there. There was no labels on anything, and everybody became drug addicts, basically. Just no control whatsoever.
Uh-huh. So go ahead and just continue to explain exactly what you're trying to bring the audience in.
If you go back into the 1939 statutes at large and you read what Congress passed back then, originally they took all the tax statutes, and they put them in one volume, and it's 1939 statutes at large. And at the very beginning, on the very first page of that, there's a section that says, such repeal shall not affect any act done or any right accruing or accrued or any suit or proceeding had or commenced in any civil case before the said repeal, but all rights and liabilities under said act shall continue and may be enforced in the same manner as if said repeal had not been made, nor any office, nor shall any office, position, employment, board, or committee be abolished by such repeal, but the same shall continue under the pertinent provisions of the Internal Revenue Title. And what they're saying there, it says, but all rights and liabilities under said acts shall continue. And any right within the tax statutes can still be claimed. I mean, you can even verify that under Title 26 today. It's still in there.
Okay.
It's never been taken out. And if you look at the marijuana statutes, the way Congress wrote them, they basically say that you have a right to be an illegal user for $100 an ounce.
Well, now, you know, I'm one of the things that's happening, and my brother Howard has been on the show before, and he brings one heck of a, let's legalize drugs. We legalize them. And for those of you who are new tonight, www.leap.cc. My brother Howard rode a horse coast to coast across America from Savannah, Georgia, Georgia to Newport Beach, Oregon, in 2003, and then he went ahead and did the same thing again in 2005, back from Manhattan Beach in Los Angeles all the way to the New York Harbor there, right in front of, and I've got the picture right here in front of me of the Statue of Liberty. And his approach is to legalize, regulate, and distribute drugs in a safe and legal way so that you can do the same thing that's happened over in Amsterdam, Holland, and Switzerland, and that is cut the crime rate by 80%. 80%, and stop making this thing a crime. It's a medical situation. We're going to be right back with Michael Vandenberg right after these comments from our sponsors. Thanks for joining us here at Connecting the Dots. It's always a pleasure.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The good, the bad, and the ugly. And once again, we are just right through town, the High Plains Drifter. Certainly the good, the bad, and the ugly. And I just saw the High Plains Drifter with Clint Eastwood just a couple weeks ago on Channel 64 here in Denver. And, of course, he rides into town on his horse, and he takes over the town. Oh, my gosh. And do you remember Clint Eastwood in Paint Your Wagon? He actually sang. I'm telling you, the guy was multi-talented, obviously an icon, and still getting and going after the Oscars at the age of 75. I met the man back in 1974 when I was just a young sprout. Walked right up and said, "Clint, Frosty Wooldridge here. Just a pleasure to meet you." And stuck my hand out, and he shook hands with me, and I said, "Just make sure you keep some zinc on your nose so you don't get fried here at the celebrity ski contest." And we kind of bantered back and forth, and he's not a man of too many words, but he was just a nice guy, and he was waiting for his skis to get waxed, and heck, everybody was gawking at him, so I'm just the bold guy that I am. I walked up and introduced myself and shook hands, and to this day, I'm just kind of tickled that I got to shake hands with Clint Eastwood, and he's been a big hero of mine, and I've loved all his movies, of course, and anyway, quite a treat. And now we're going to go back right here to the good, the bad, and the ugly, and of course, the good is the fact that Michael Vandenberg right here is with us tonight. And his website, and I want you to remember this, is www.outskirtspress.com/marijuana. You got that one? Outskirts, That's O-U-T-S-K-I-R-T-S, press, P-R-E-S-S, .com/marijuana. And the book is Why Marijuana is Legal in America. Why Marijuana is Legal in America. One of the things that really stuns me, Michael, is why this country, why the people, why the politicians, why anybody would allow the war on drugs, spending $70 to $80 billion per year, continue without fruition for 35 years. It's been 35 years now. I think it started in 1971. And we have nothing to show for it, but I think my brother Howard said that we've got, 30 million people have been through our prisons or been arrested because of the war on drugs. So what is OutskirtsPress.com with the marijuana? What's it going to tell? What's it going to share with the people that are going to go there?
It'll have, where you can actually order the book from Amazon or some other, Barnes & Noble, I believe.
Okay, yeah.
And you also send me an email, michael@vandenberg.com. And I'll soon have a www.vandenberg.com up. I haven't created that webpage yet. But it's the whole issue is just absolutely crazy when you really start digging through the facts.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, look at all the numbers. I mean, it's crazy.
Well, it's more than crazy. I remember when I was a Michigan State University undergrad back in 1965 through 1970, and they were throwing kids, 18, 19-year-old kids, for smoking dope, 10 years in jail for smoking a doobie, when, of course, the drunk drivers that were killing people would get 3 or 4 years, though, because they weren't at fault for getting drunk and then going off and ramming somebody and killing them. But boy, if you were smoking the doobie, if you broke that law, you got stuck in jail for 10 years. I mean, it was beyond me. I mean, it's my rational mind did not understand that, and yet somebody that was drunk. I mean, alcohol, the greatest drug of all time, the one that has, 15, 20 million alcoholics in this country, causes more death and destruction, causes about 17,000 deaths in 2007 on our highways, and yet we spend $80 billion a year, $70 to $80 billion a year on the war on drugs 35 years later, and everybody's smoking dope. Clarify for me, is there some kind of reasoning behind this, or who's behind all this, Michael?
A bunch of lawyers. I mean, it's just basically a money machine to them. I mean, just theft. I mean, if you go to prison and start talking to all the drug dealers that's in prison, and I've had somebody tell me this, that they talked to them, interviewed them, and every one of them had the same story. I mean, they got caught, then they went and got a lawyer, and the lawyer just continually, slowly milked them dry of all the money they had. And then in the very end, when it's all said and done, he goes, well, I'll go talk to the DA, and I'll see if I can work out something. And he comes back, and, okay, I worked out a deal for you, and get them to do a plea bargain. I mean, they could save all that money and just turn and do a plea bargain to the DA right at the very beginning, because you're not going to really get any results anyway.
Oh, my gosh.
It's just a money machine. It's a laundering racket.
It is a racket.
Created. I mean, and they're not going to stop. That's why, I mean, your brother Howard was asking me the question, has any constitutional lawyers looked at this? And I told him, I said, if there's any real good constitutional lawyers, that they would take down the income tax because it is so unconstitutional. I mean, there's bedrock fundamental issues that would take it down.
Doesn't that take your breath away? Ladies and gentlemen, if you have some questions of Michael, call in at 1-800-313-9443 and ask those questions, and let's see what we can do to stir up a little bit of conversation. We're here on Connecting the Dots. We'll be right back after these commercial comments. Thanks for joining us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and God bless Clint Eastwood, and may he live forever. And, of course, as you know, he always had a stogie in his mouth, and folks, cigarettes kill about 400,000 people a year from lung cancer. And, of course, we know that alcoholism affects somewhere in excess of 15 million Americans that are in rehab, certainly having all the problems and, of course, the violence that it creates. And then you have all of the other aspects. And I've got some callers right now. I had Jerry from South Carolina. Jerry, if you want, please call back. I'll get right to you. But Rita from Colorado, my home state. Rita, you have a question of Michael or a comment?
Oh, yeah. Well, from both of you, I guess. I think what I noticed, I've been to Holland and seen what they have with their coffee shops over there.
Sure.
But what we got to understand is, okay, I won't come over and smoke a joint in your tavern, and you don't bring a beer in my coffee shop. And really, I mean, you got to understand that there is that difference of cultural difference, and you know, and what we're really fighting is totalitarianism. You know.
Yeah, I agree.
And that's what they do. You know, they have to do that in Holland. They have to separate the pot smokers from the beer drinkers, because otherwise they get all kinds of problems going on.
Well, there are two different paradigms here. I know the difference, and I I've had a beer or two, and I've certainly been around marijuana in my lifetime, and I've watched the differences, it's almost like two different mental, emotional differences. But the two realities of alcohol and marijuana is they get you out of your mind. They get you into an alternative state. And I've always found that the beer drinkers that got to be rowdy and got to be mischievous, if you will, got to be violent, and certainly the guys are more able to go after the girls, and the girls are more able to let themselves go. And those who are smoking dope are the ones who are mellow and, far out and whatever's going on and everything's beautiful with the world and I'm hungry, let's have a peanut butter and jam sandwich. Let's have 10 peanut butter and jam sandwiches. And of course, if you read Richard Brute again and Watermelon, Watermelon Yellow? I can't remember. But, I mean, many of those books that were written on marijuana were just, life's wonderful. In fact, I think it was Tim Robbins wrote, even cowgirls get the blues. what a ride that was. And then you have Carlos Castaneda, who did peyote and psilocybin mushrooms. The fact is, human beings throughout all of history have gotten into alternative states, and you just think, let folks do what they're going to do because they're going to do it anyway. Does that make sense? And those who are going to drink beer are going to drink beer, and those who are going to smoke dope, they're going to smoke dope.
Yeah, so that's right. Does Michael agree with that? That idea we should, I think keep the coffee shop separate from the taverns.
Michael,
all I know is that we need to claim our rights and get everything back that's been stolen from us, because we're really facing tyranny in this country. Every issue you look at is tyranny, from the income tax.
Tyranny is totalitarianism. So
yeah,
if we're going to fight totalitarianism, that's a good way to do it, is to separate the pot smokers from the beer drinkers.
Yeah, I think the first step we need to do is educate the jurors. Once everybody's educated, I mean, the system's going to go down. I mean, if nobody will give a guilty verdict, then basically the law is, I guess, throwing trash.
Well, for the both of you on this concept, I bring in a measure of we need to work toward a cultural change of acceptance and respect for other people's choices. And when that happens, and it has to happen with effort, it has to happen with participation, it has to happen with the consciousness shift out there, so that people are not bent out of shape. Because if you look at the middle class right now, they're all bent out of shape. We just got to stop these drugs. And then, we got to stop abortion. And, oh, my gosh, all these terrible things are going on. And yet the same people are the same folks that will go out and get drunk and smoke cigarettes and kill themselves through lung cancer or kill somebody by getting drunk. Again, 17,000 people died in traffic accidents last year because of drunk drivers. And then you've also got how many people died on marijuana? Probably a big fat zero. I know it's minimal because pot smokers don't even want to go drive a car. They just want to sit back, lay back, get high, listen to music, and make love. And gosh, how could you beat that? But what's happening is you got a World War II generation that's just all bent out of shape, that's got a paradigm that's just scared to death of these things, and yet they're the same ones that are drinking booze until it's coming out of their ears. And so that's what we have to do. And ladies and gentlemen, my brother Howard, again, leap.cc, go to leap, and that's Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, and you'll see what he's doing in Washington, D.C. By all means, join the LEAP website and become part of the solution, because if we don't change these ridiculous laws and we don't change what's going on, then it will just continue to create havoc, misery, suffering, jailing, and of course, as Michael says, the cash cow for all of the lawyers out there. And let's face it, lawyers love more money, and they make their fees $3.50 an hour off a person who only makes $10 an hour, but they don't care. And that's what's set up here. And so it takes your participation to help change. So I encourage you. Of course, you now have to go to outskirtspress.com/marijuana to Michael's. And, of course, his book, Why Marijuana is Legal in America, and the key is that we all move together to make a paradigm shift.
What you need to realize is what the government is really doing. They're using psychological warfare on us
on
a lot of issues. It's kind of like you got a kid there, and he's kind of, don't touch the stove, don't touch the pot, don't touch anything that's hot, you know. Continually, he ingrained that in that child's mind. And that's what they've been doing to us for, I don't know, last 100 years.
Oh, last 100 years. Well, it's the same thing with George Bush, no different than Lyndon Baines Johnson back in the 60s after we after Kennedy got killed. Lyndon Baines Johnson said, well, we're just going to send our boys off to South Vietnam there because it was just a terrible thing to do, and what for? And then Barry Goldwater said, well, I'm going to bomb the living daylights out of them. And so everybody voted for the Dove, which was Lyndon Baines Johnson, and he jacked that war up to 500,000 because he sold the Gulf of Tonkin resolution, which was the biggest fraud. And it was, oh, they're coming. They're gonna get us. They're the domino effect and everything else. Every war perpetrated since 1941 has been perpetrated by higher officials. Certainly, Franklin D. Roosevelt was really guilty of the Pearl Harbor. I mean, he's guilty of getting those kids slaughtered. But now you go through Truman. He's on the same kind of a boat. And then you get the Gulf of Tonkin, which is totally ridiculous. And then you got the Desert Storm deal. We're jumping in everywhere. And then, of course, you have the weapons of mass destruction, and you got reefer madness. And so, yeah, whomever is running this country with the money and the power has everybody scared half to death or hyped out of their minds.
That's absolutely right.
Yeah, and so, again, thankfully we have First Amendment rights so that we can have radio talk shows like this that educate and have people understand and appreciate what they don't have to do. Any more comments that you have about the coffee shops and the beer parlors?
Oh, I just remember that Freak Brothers comic that I remember, Freewheel and Franklin.
Uh-huh.
He said, drinking beer and smoking pot is like pissing into the wind. So I think that's a good way to leave it.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks for those comments. I appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions, 1-800-313-9443. And remember this, Ron Paul is going to be out on Monday, February the 4th in Parsons, Tennessee at Granny's Kitchen Restaurant. And Cheyenne is the one you want to call there. Cheyenne with 731-967-2933. That's 731-967-2933. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm here in Colorado, and guess what? Ron Paul tomorrow night is going to be down at the convention center, I believe, here in Denver, Colorado. I'm going down. I'm going to support Ron Paul. If he doesn't get supported, I'm going to support Romney. But those are the only two people. As I said earlier in the hour, if we keep going and John McCain gets into the Republican nomination, and if you've got Hillary or Obama on the other side, this country is done. I mean, it's done. It means the borders are wide open. It means the immigration reform bill is going to give 25 million plus on all their kids are going to get. I mean, we're going to have a welfare state that no one is going to be able to pay for. But just like the Iraq war, we're going down the toilet faster than a bullet train, folks. And so that's what we face. And it is going to get ugly, and then it's going to get uglier. So I'm going down there to the convention center to see Ron Paul and support him, and hopefully some miracle happens and he starts moving up into the voters' consciousness. And so that's the key. And also for you who are here tonight early, again, you can call us if you have a question. It's 1-800-313-9443. And also make sure you can get a hold of the host at the Republic Broadcasting. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. And, of course, you can go to my website, frostywooldridge.com, frostywooldridge.com. And if you have folks that you want to see interviewed on this show to get their message out, and it's a worthwhile message, I'm always open. Just to send me their name, their phone number, their email address, and I will bring them on because I really want those without the voice to have a greater voice, so that we are all American citizens and we get to hear each other, and that's the key here. So again, www.outskirtspress.com. www.michaelvandenberg.com/marijuana. And Michael Vandenberg right here is why marijuana is legal in America. Now, the question, of course, I have to ask is, what would Jesus have to say about cannabis, hemp, or marijuana?
Well, if you go back to the very beginning, he'd probably say it is written in Genesis. If you go to verse 29 to 31, it states, then God said, I gave you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth, and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. Mm-hmm. They will be yours for food. And to all the beasts of the earth and all the birds of the air and all the creatures that move on the ground, everything that has breath of life in it, I give every green plant for food. And it was so. And God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. I mean, everything he made is got a good purpose. And just
Go ahead. My brother Howard says that God doesn't make bad medicine, so I kind of have to agree.
I mean, we're, the whole nation, everything is upside down in this country. What's good is bad, and what's bad is good.
Yeah, and now my question, Michael, and you're obviously an author, and you're very astute about all this. Why did this nation get to be so jacked out of shape over all this? Marijuana, come on. I mean, it's been smoked, and it's been... I mean, Jack London used to do morphine. I mean, the drugs have been around, and there was heroin, and there was opium, and there's LSD, and there's ecstasy, and the whole deal. I mean, folks are going to use it, and they're going to abuse it. They're going to do it because that's what folks do. What's the big deal? Why did it get to this?
I'd have to say that it is because marijuana. Or cannabis hemp is what it should be known as, not marijuana. It's some slang term they created.
Right.
It is the number one biomass. Is also, there's no reason to have wood pulp if you got cannabis hemp industrialized.
That's correct. It's very usable in what? Hemp can be used for clothing. It can be used for medicine. I mean, it does. I mean, it's amazing what you can do with hemp, and much more efficiently. Correct?
Yes. I mean,
what are some of the other places? What are some of the other products that hemp can be for people?
Copy paper, newsprint, yep. Like rope, sails. I mean, even food, edible seeds. You can eat it. I mean, it's almost got as much protein as soy, and animal feed, fiberboard, cement blocks. Detergent, carpet is a big one. I mean, the landfills are just overflowing with carpet, old carpet.
Oh, I know that.
It won't degrade. Like you take a natural biodegradable hemp carpet, and you could throw it out there in the backyard. It's going to eventually become fertilizer.
That's correct, because it is a biodegradable. Hemp is biodegradable. And I know a lot about that because I used to truck through Georgia on the 75 and go right down through Dalton, Georgia, which now, of course, is taken over. All the carpet mills are taken over by the Mexicans and run all the Georgians and everybody out of there. And they have all of the chemicals in those carpets. They have all of the everything, and it does not biodegrade, and hemp does. It's astounding when those in power get so much power that they can actually direct what they want. And that's, wouldn't you say that the industrialists and those at the power brokers are the ones that really get to call the shots on this?
That's right. But they're forgetting one thing. They are just, Congress and all them, they're just representatives. And we need to assert to them that we, the people, are the true government.
Well, we certainly are, and of course, they are the public servants. And one of the things that Thomas Jefferson said, and I really feel very, and I love Thomas Jefferson. I've read everything he did, and I love his quotes. The man was a brilliant thinker. He's the one that brought this nation into being. In fact, George Washington, I went to Mount Vernon last fall, and he was the one that fought this nation to its freedom. And Thomas Jefferson thought that. T-H-O-U-G-H-T, thought this nation. And if you really read the Declaration of Independence, if you read any of what Thomas Jefferson wrote and said and talked about, and even came up and became the president, the third president there, simply because he wanted to make sure this thing went in the right direction. The guy was, and we are so honored, and we are so lucky to have a man that, you know, created this great document and governance for this country. And he always felt that it was the common man who would bring this country forward into the future. And I think in the last 30, 40 years, though, we've really lost the common man's input, and it's time to re-engage, if you will. And I'm just a common guy myself. I mean, it's time to re-engage and get the change moving toward a better future for our children and for this republic and for freedom itself. So that's the key here. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back with Michael, and we'll get that website out once again. And thank you for joining us. And this whole thing on drugs and marijuana, boy, oh boy, what a wake up. We'll be right back. Thanks for joining us. Connecting the Dots. Frosty, Mac and Three.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are talking with Michael, and once again, I want to make sure you go to that website, www.outskirtspress.com/marijuana, and that will get you to his website. Questions and answers there. and why marijuana is legal. Why marijuana is legal in America is his book. I think it's well worth your read. And just as a quick question, we've got Henry from Connecticut. We've only got about 2 minutes left, Henry. You got just a comment or a question for Michael?
Yeah. Hi.
Always nice to hear from you, sir.
Yeah, nice to hear
you. Is it as cold
sir.
In Connecticut as it is here? We had 10 below zero up in the mountains today.
Okay, no. Actually, it got a little milder, I'll tell you. It got a little milder overnight. It wasn't quite as cold, but it's still cold. But for the past week or so,
yeah.
It was about like in the teens at
oh,
night.
Holy
and my
catchy.
Hands are always freezing when I was out even in the evening.
Oh, yeah.
But
okay,
it's getting a little milder. Okay, I'll let you move
on
another call.
Michael.
Nice talking to you anyway.
Thank you.
Okay.
Do you have a question to Michael or a comment? Oh, okay. Well, Michael, would you like to wrap up this hour and just give the listeners out there any information that you'd like and just to share or any other just wrap-up thoughts?
I guess I went up, January the 18th, I went up to Charleston for a Ron Paul rally and was going to try to give him a book and everything, but he just didn't have the time right now.
Oh, sure.
And I met a guy named Ken Locke that's helping drive a van of his around, and just key in his name, Ken Locke, L-O-C-K-E, and do medical marijuana, do a search on that, and read his testimony. I mean, he has the awesome testimony about medical marijuana, what it's done for him. I mean, he's on his deathbed with a head injury.
Right.
And he's going to take that book, and he told me he'd talk to Ron Paul for me. So I pray that that door is opened up, that he gets that, because if you're not aware of it, that I guess Ron Paul introduced in H.R. 109, the Industrial Hemp Farming Act of 2007.
Right. Well, he's more libertarian, so he certainly would have a little more appreciation for some balance here.
Right.
Yeah, well, I know one thing. I got to tell you, if John McCain happened to get the presidency, which I don't think is possible, I think Obama will slap him up and down and everything down one way or the other. And I got a feeling it's going to be Hillary or Obama against John McCain. And unfortunately, there's going to be no change. I mean, John McCain isn't one iota different than George Bush. That's why I always, ladies and gentlemen, this is my own prediction, but Einstein said there are two things are infinite, and those two things are, one, the universe, and two, human stupidity. And I tell you what, if we elect another John McCain, which is just another George Bush, we are the stupidest civilization on the planet, because we're going to get more of the same. And as you all have seen from just the environmental stuff that I've talked about and the population growth consequences and the immigration, balkanization, linguistic chaos and the diseases and the schools down the toilet and the prisons bursting with the poor, what a mess we're going to have for ourselves. So I hope that we bring a little bit more sense to this thing. Michael, I just want to thank you for coming on the show tonight, and it's a pleasure. We'll have to have you back again.
Thank you very much.
All right, sir. Well, I enjoy Savannah, Georgia, and all those of you in the Savannah, Georgia. Say hi to Michael, and thanks for joining us, and enjoy yourselves. I hope you're out there for the caucuses. Super Tuesday's coming up real quick. Again, it's always a pleasure, and I'll have some great guests coming up. This is Frosty Wooldridge with Connecting the Dots. God bless, Godspeed, and good night, and may you have a great transformation in the United States of America, because we're going to make a difference in this coming election. Thank you.
Gold has